Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to this amazing silsila Madani Qaida. And for those of you who are with us again, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, as you know, that this silsila, the purpose of it is to reform or to rectify our Quranic pronunciations. For this, effort is needed, and the more effort you put with good intentions, inshallah Azawajal, those efforts will be rewarded. Before we continue, inshallah Azawajal, please make good intentions. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a summary of hadith, that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Make the good intentions now that I am participating in this silsila, I am looking at the silsila, I am listening to the silsila for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also make the good intentions that whatever I learn, I will try my best to practice upon that and teach others as well. Revision and repetition is part of learning. Especially, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, thus far we have completed our foundation phase of the different rules, the makharij, and the different kinds of letters, like the letters of lean, the letters of madda, the vertical harakat, haruf musta'aliyah. All these things, revise them and keep them in mind when we are repeating the lessons, when we are going over the lessons. This will help you, inshallah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there are so many benefits and blessings of reciting durood e paak, salawat and salutations upon the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in the summary of a narration that the person who recites durood e paak, salawat and salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just one time, Allah azza wa jal blesses that person with 10 blessings. Allah Azza wa Jal forgives 10 of that person's sins and elevates that person's status by 10 times. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, do you remember where we had ended in our previous lesson, our previous episode? We were on lesson number 10. And on page 19, if you have a look on your in your Madani Qaidas or on screen as well, page number 19, lesson number 10, this is a mixture or a combination of the different rules that we have learned, the different letters that we have learned thus far that we are applying. Therefore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, I do hope that you remember where we had ended the last time. If you turn to your Madani Qaidas, page 19, lesson number 10, on the fifth line, from there we shall begin, inshallah azza wa jalla. Now, this first example, that first block that you are looking at, we can see the hamza, we can see the waw and ya. Now here, the ya we will not pronounce, alright? The hamza has a vertical fatha, the waw has a vertical fatha as well. Do you remember the vertical harakat? What they mean when you see them, whether it's the vertical fatha and kasra or the inverted dhamma, this means that letter must be pulled or elongated equal to the duration of one alif. Keep these rules in mind and apply them when we are reciting the Quran, inshallah azza wa jal. So this word we will pronounce as awa, awa. Onto the next example. Qaf, waw, فتح قو قو لام فتحتين لن قولا قولا قاف واو فتح قو ميم فتحتين من قوما قوما. Okay, in these two examples, the first letters and the second are the same, right? Waw, we know that we must round the lips in order to correctly pronounce the letter waw. Qaf, do you remember which letter this is? It's part of the huruf musta'aliya, and therefore it must be pronounced with a thicker tone. And qaf compared to kaf, qaf has a harder sound, kaf has a more flat and gentle sound. Meem, ya, kasra, mi, qaf, alif, fatha, qa, mi, qa, mi, qa, ta, fathatain, tan, mi, qa, tan, mi, qa, tan, ميم ضم مو نون يا كسرة ني مني مني را فتحتين رن منيرا منيرا. ثلاثة ميم. Keep in mind the makhraj of this letter. In fact, all letters, meem is pronounced by dry part of the lips. Don't pronounce with the wet part of the lips, because then we will be confusing the letter meem and ba. Also, we can see that ra has a fathatain, which means two fathas, and therefore it is pronounced with a full mouth. We will not say run, we will say ron. Muniran. Sheen, ya, fatha, shay, shay. Hamza, kasratain, in, shay-in, shay-in. Don't stretch the sound of the letter sheen and say shay, shay. That's incorrect. The correct ma'roof normal manner is shay-in, sheen, ya, fatha, shay, hamza, fathatain, an, shay-an, shay-an. Ha in this example has a vertical fatha. Ha, ha. Ra, waw, dhamma, ru, haru, haru, noon, fatha, na, haruna, haruna, seen, dhamma, su, lam, ya, fatha lay, sulay, sulay. Meem has a vertical fatha, therefore we will pull this according to the extent of one alif. Sulaymana, sulaymana. Sheen, dhamma, shu. Ha, waw, dhamma, hu. Shuhu, shuhu, dal, dhammatain, dun, shuhudun, shuhudun, qaf, dhamma, qu, ayn, waw, dhamma, u, qu'u, دال ضمتين دن قعود. Keep the mind of the makhraj of Ayn in mind as well, that with effort inshallah azza wa jal, we will be able to correctly pronounce this letter. This letter, it emanates or it comes from the center of the throat. Waw, fatha, wa, dal, waw, dhamma, du, wadu, dal, dhammatain, dun, wadudun, wadudun, ya, waw, فتح يو ميم فتح ما يوم يوم همزة كسرة إي يوم إي يوم إي ذال كسرتين ذن يومئذ يومئذ ميم واو فتح مو عين كسرة عي موعي موعي دال ضم دو موعيد موعيد. Okay, as you can see, the ha here has an inverted dhamma, and therefore we are going to pull this, the sound of this letter equal to the sound of one alif. موعيده موعيده كاف فتح ك را يا كسرة ري كري كري ميم كسرتين من كريم كريم. The letter را, try not to stretch its sound and say كري ري. Ri will be incorrect in the normal manner. Kareemin. Waw. Fatha. Wa. Kaf. Ya. Kasra. Ki. Waki. Waki. Lam. Kasratain. Lin. Wakilin. وكيل نون واو ضم نو را كسرة ري نوري نوري. Here as well ها has a vertical كسرة. نوريه نوريه همزة فتحة أ را فتحة را أرى أرى همزة يا فتحة أي أرى أي تا فتحة تا أرى أيت أرى أيت أرى أيت همزة فتحة أ فا فتحة فا أفا أفا را فتحة را أفارا أفارا همزة يا فتحة أي أفارا أي أفارا أي تا فتحة تا أفرأيت أفرأيت ميم واو فتحة مو عين كسرة عي موعي موعي ظا فتحة ظ موعظة موعظة تا ضمتين تن موعظة Alright, the dha. Dha is also part of the harufi musta'adiyah and therefore we are pronouncing it with a full mouth. Maw'idhatun Meem Waw Fatha Maw Dhaad Waw Dhamma Bu Mawdu موضوع عين فتحة ع موضوع موضوع تا ضمتين تن موضوعة موضوعة ميم واو فتحة مو The next letter همزة has an inverted ضمة موؤو موؤو دال فتحة د موؤود موؤود تا ضمتين تن موؤودة موؤودة سين فتحة س ميم يا كسرة مي سمي سمي عين ضمتين عن سميع سميع عين فتحة ع زا يا كسرة زي عزي عزي زا ضمتين زن عزيزٌ The letter Za as well, don't stretch its sound. Do not say عزيزٌ That sound must not be heard. عزيزٌ عزيزٌ يا فتحة يا دال يا فتحة دي يدي يدي ها كسرة هي يديه يديه ح يا فتحة حي حي س ضم سو حيث حيث غين يا فتحة غي با ضم بو غيب غيب Alright, this letter غين is also part of the حروف المستعالية and therefore you must pronounce in a thick voice. Do not say غي غي will be incorrect and gai. Gai will also be incorrect. Rather, with a full mouth you must pronounce this letter. Ghaibu. Ghaibu. Alright, in this example, we can see the meem and the waw, and both of these have vertical fathas. S samawatin, samawatin, kaf fatha ka, lam kasra li, kali, kali. The meme here has a vertical fatha. Kalima, kalima, ta kasratain tin, kalimatin, kalimatin, lam fatha la, sheen ya fatha shay, la shay, la shay, hamza dhammatain un, la shay'un, la shay'un. This ya, do you remember the ya sakin which has a fatha before it? What do we call it? This is part of the lean letters. If we turn to lesson number 9, the letters of lean, we will see the definition that a waw sakin which has a fatha before it is called waw lean, and a ya sakin which has a fatha before it, it will be called a ya lean. We must not elongate the sound, we must not pull the sound. For example, here la shay'un will be incorrect. Whenever we see this kind of a letter of the lean, we must not pull that sound. We should say in the normal manner, la shay'un, la shay'un, qaf dhamma qu, ra ya fatha ray, quray, quray, sheen kasratain shin, quraishin, quraishin. Here also the qaf is part of the huruf musta'aliyah, therefore we are pronouncing with a full mouth. The ra has a fatha, and therefore we are pronouncing this also with a full mouth. We are not saying quray, quray is incorrect, quray. Sheen, don't stretch the sound of the sheen and say shin, shin is incorrect. In the normal manner, without putting any stress or pressure or tension on our tongues or mouths, we should pronounce Quraishin, Quraishin. Okay, here we can see that the Hamza has a vertical fatha, the Ya also has a vertical fatha. In fact, the rest of the examples till the end, we can see the Ha has a vertical fatha, the Ain, the Ta and Lam, these all have vertical fathas, and we will pronounce this by pulling equal to this, to the duration of one alif. Bi-a-ya-tina, bi-a-ya-tina, mihadan, miha, mihadan, mihadan, alimu, alimu, kitabun, kitabun, salamun, salamun. Right, if we turn to our next page of our Madani Qaidas on page 20, Hamza, waw, dhamma, u, dhal, ya, kasra, zi, uzi, uzi, nun, alif, fatha, na, uzina, uzina. Can you see that noon? The noon is followed by an alif. If you turn to our previous lesson number 7, the letters of madda. Here, we are applying and we are practicing upon what we learnt. Each place, wherever you can identify the letters of Madda, the letters of Leen, the letters of Musta'aliya, then please do concentrate and apply them in those letters or those words to correctly pronounce them, inshallah azza wa jal. Udhina Hamza Waw Dhamma U Ta Ya Kasrah Ti Uti Noon Alif Fatha Na Utina Utina. Here we have all the examples. We can see the waw, you can see the ya and the alif. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Hamza waw fatha aw ha ya fatha hay aw hay aw hay noon alif fatha na awhayna awhayna noon waw dhamma nu ha ya kasra hi nuhi nuhi ha alif fatha ha nuhiha nuhiha. Alright, this hamza has a vertical fatha. A ta waw dhamma tu atu atu noon ya kasra ni atuni atuni. Here as well the hamza has a vertical fatha. A meem kasra mi ami ami noon waw dhamma nu aminu aminu ba ya kasra bi aminu bi aminu bi ta dhamma tu dal ya kasra di tudi tudi ra waw dhamma ru tudiru 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 nun fatha na tudiruna tudiruna ha alif fatha ha tudirunaha tudirunaha fa fatha fa lam alif fatha la fala fala ta fatha ta mim ya kasra mi fala ta mi fala ta mi lam waw dhamma lu fala tamilu فلا تميلوا. Always keep the makharij of each letter in mind. What we have learnt, the huruf, the letters of leen, the letters of madda, the letters of musta'aliya, keep these things in mind. See how the shapes and the forms of the letters change when they are added to letters before or after it, and try your best with good intentions for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with extra effort try to pronounce each and every letter correctly. فَلَا تَمِيلُوا ميم ألف فتحة ما خاء فتحة خاء ما خاء ما خاء لام فا فتحة لف 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 ما خلف ما خلف تا ضمت ما خلفت ما خلفت ميم واو ضم مو مو ما خلفتم ما خلفتم نون يا كسرة مي ما خلفتموني ما خلفتموني ما خلف تموني فا فتح فا لام ألف فتح لا فلا فلا تا فتح تا فلا تا فلا تا لام واو ضم لو فلا تلو فلا تلو ميم واو ضم مو فلا تلوم فلا تلوم نون يا كسرة مي فلا تلوموني فلا تلوموني فلا تلوموني واو فتحة و لام ألف فتحة لا ولا ولا يا ضم يو ولا يو ولا يو حا يا كسر حي ولا يحي ولا يحي طا واو ضم طو طو ولا يحيط ولا يحيط نون فتح ن ولا يحيطون ولا يحيطون. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we have completed lesson number 10. But remember, repetition is part of learning, And therefore, I humbly request you, it is a Madani request that you participate, whether collectively or individually, you revise this lesson and previous lessons as well. Always keep whatever we have learnt in mind, the letters of Neen, the letters of Madda, the letters of Musta'aliya, the vertical Harakat, the vertical Fatha, the vertical Kasra, the inverted Dhamma. Keep these rules in mind and look at each letter in a loud voice. Revise these lessons. This will help you inshallah Azza wa Jal. And this I don't need to tell you, you already know that the benefits of association with Dawud Islami is very great indeed. Therefore, join this beautiful Madani movement of Dawud Islami, which is actively working in more than 100 departments across the globe. And Madrasatul Madina is just one of those departments. Join a Madrasatul Madina near you or online as well, and participate in the different Madani activities of Dawud Islami for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I do hope that you will join us next time on this amazing silsila, Madani Qaida. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Qur'an. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Qur'an.